That is a great event, March 14th, 2020, here in the DFW Metroplex. We have some of the best entrepreneurial minds in the industry today coming to speak at this event. Great names, big names, James Smiley, Blake Newbar, just lots of Akbar Sheikh, lots of great people coming to speak here. And, you know, just between the speakers alone, we have more than $250 million in direct sales.
And tonight's guest is Alan Dean. He's made $4,300 in his first 30 days with no list and no ads for taking the One Funnel Away Challenge. He also won the One Comma Club Award in his first 30 days of taking the One Funnel Away Challenge. He has over 100 OFA One Funnel Away Challenge signups under his belt. He placed third in the lead funnel competition out of 100,000 affiliates. And he's also the brain behind the Business Marketing Growth Mastermind held in March down in Dallas, Texas. Am I correct with Dallas down there?
Yep, Dallas, Fort Worth, yep.
Okay, right on. It is nice and close to the airport, I hear.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah.
Not too far.
That's so cool.
The big DFW International Airport's kind of real central in the Metroplex, so.
That's cool.
The problem is when you live in a big city, like 20 or 30 minutes is not very far away to me. Like some people might think that's like the long drive.
Yeah,
to me,
yeah.
I'm like, that's nothing. Yeah. So I guess it's subjective.
Yeah. I mean, well, Toronto here, I think Toronto's the fifth biggest city in North America. And it's the same thing. Like 20 minute drive is no big deal. But then when I talk to my relatives, if they live outside the city, it's like, man, 20 minutes. How do you do that in the city? It's like, hey, it is what it is. Especially when you grow up there. Right. So Al, I know I've known you for a while, but can you give the listeners a little bit about your background? Like, where did you grow up and how'd you get into the online world?
I'm born and raised in Texas. You know, I've been here my whole life and was born here in the Dallas Metroplex. I moved south for a little while and when I was a little bit younger, down in kind of the country, actually where Bluebell ice cream is made. I know most people won't know the city, but they know what Bluebell ice cream is, or most people do. And so I lived in the city where Bluebell is made. Been on a tour of that factory more times than I care to count because there's nothing else to do in that city. But yeah, I lived down there for a while and then moved back to the DFW Metroplex and been here ever since. So, and I've been in the heating and air conditioning industry actually for all of my professional life. And so I've done a lot of sales and, you know, and stuff like that in my career. And, you know, earlier this year, I was just on Facebook and saw some ads from Russell Brunson coming across my newsfeed somehow or another about the One Funnel Away Challenge. And he kind of kept retargeting me and hitting me up over and over. And eventually I just bit and I said, okay, let me see what this is all about. And so I signed up and that was March the 25th of this year of 2019. And that was my first interaction with the digital marketing world and with ClickFunnels. And so I started that One Funnel Away Challenge and the rest has kind of been history since then, but that's how I got started in ClickFunnels and in the digital world. Like I said, not new to marketing and not new to sales, but new to the digital side of it. So it was a new avenue for me and I've just had a lot of fun learning it and growing in it.
And the way you help people in your Facebook group and, so your Facebook group is called what? What is it called?
Digital Agency, but agency is spelled A-D-G-N-C-Y. And the A-D is for, my initial is Alan Dean, and also for ads or advertisements. So just a unique way to spell the name.
It's pretty cool. And so when you first started the One Funnel Away Challenge, what were your thoughts? And also, how are you helping people? Like we talked earlier about on another interview, how you were keeping people accountable in your group. How are you doing that? And what was your impression of the 30-day challenge?
The One Funnel Away Challenge is easily the best $100 that I've ever spent, especially if you're talking about spending it on some sort of online course or, you know, training material or something like that. The amount of information given to you in the One Funnel Away Challenge is unreal. There's so much value and so much information that's getting a PhD in marketing in 30 days, you know, is really what it is. And so I love to promote the One Funnel Away Challenge. It did wonders for me and it's done wonders for thousands and thousands and thousands of other people. But the caveat to it is because there's so much information, and it's literally daily homework. And so daily you have to go, and you might have to watch anywhere from 30 minutes to 3 hours of videos, you know, some days or something. And then they're going to give you homework and say, you have to fill out this paperwork or do this or do that, or, you know, brainstorm, think of this, a lot of different things, but it can get overbearing. And if you are not fully committed and you don't come at the beginning of it, on day one, they teach you, take your schedule, your normal day, daily schedule, write it down on a piece of paper. I get up at 6 a.m., I do this, I eat, I do this, go to work, lunch, dinner, whatever, right? Write your whole schedule. Now go block out 2 hours of it every single day to devote to the One Funnel Away Challenge and stick to that. So if you have to split up, that's fine. So, okay, I'm going to get up an hour late, earlier in the morning, and go to bed an hour later, and I'll split up my time. That's okay. You can split up. But you have to commit to whatever it is that you decide to do. And if you don't commit to it, you're going to fall behind. You're not going to finish the challenge. So that's the hard part about the One Funnel Away, is just committing and sticking through it all the way through the whole 30 days. But if you do, you'll come out way on top, and you'll come out, you know, with a lot more knowledge about yourself and your business and things to promote and how to promote them and just all that kind of stuff. And just
and the community in the Facebook group, the One Funnel Away Facebook group, is amazing. Especially when you have people like yourself and other people that are knowledgeable in it, and they're helping others. And like I said, I never knew much about the online world or making offers or anything. And sales to me was, I always thought it was a used car salesman or the stereo shop guy. And then when I came online and met the ClickFunnels community, and it was like totally different. And like, you see all the value that everyone brings and helps out. And it's just amazing. And I know in your Facebook group, you've done an amazing job in it. And there's so many other people doing that now. And it's just a life changer for so many people for $100. It's like you said, it's probably the best $100 you could spend. What do you say? What has helped you get to where you are today? Or what keeps you going? What drives you, Al?
Oh, that's easy. What drives me is my wife has worked her entire life as well. So we both work full time, and she's worked at the same job for 20 years. You know, her dad owns a bunch of pawn shops, and so she runs a pawn shop, and she's done that for 20 years. It's great for me because I haven't bought a TV in like 15 years, but tools, like all the good stuff, right? I'm just kidding. But she's worked the same job for 20 years, and our kids are growing up, and she just feels like, because of her work hours, she gets home really late at night, 7:30, 7:45 at night, and she really feels like she's missing out on the kids growing up. You know, I've got twin girls that are 7 years old now, and I got a boy that's 10, and she just feels like she's missing too much, you know, and she wants to be a stay-at-home mom, and she wants to be with them and grow with them, and I want to support her in that. And so the ultimate reason that I decided to really do something and not just dabble, but really make an effort in this game, was so that I could try to supplement her income so that she could do that. And so that's why I do what I do. I do what I do with the ultimate goal of being able to support her in her dreams of, you know, being a full-time stay-at-home mom.
That's awesome. That's for sure an amazing drive. So what would you say is your biggest mistake that you've made in your entrepreneur journey, or you see other new entrepreneurs making as a mistake?
Oh man, what was the biggest mistake I ever made? Sheesh, there's been a lot of those. If you're not making mistakes, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, many years ago, when my son was first born, he's 10 now, I had started a company, an air conditioning company. And so I started it from nothing, literally from my house. And within a year and a half, it was a multi-million-dollar company. We had a 3,500 square foot office. I had trucks, you know, employees, you know, all the whole nine yards. But I was married to it, you know, and so I was literally just working around the clock all day and all night, working for running the business. And it's kind of what you got to do when you run your own business like that. Entrepreneurship, a little bit different, but it still requires a lot of your time. And so for a while, I think I was married to the wrong thing. You know, I think I made that mistake, and I wasn't married to my wife and my newborn son. You know, it was growing up, I was married to my business. I was married to my work, and I was married to making money. And luckily, it didn't take me very long to realize that that was the wrong choice. And ultimately, even though that I had amassed this company and you know, there's great things going on, I decided that it was, you know, more important for me to be there for them and to be the dad that grows up with his kids and not the dad that's never there for his kids. So I sold the company and had a three-year contract to stay on with the merge, with my company merging with another one. Ended up staying there for 3.5 years, and then I went to work for somewhere else, and I've been there ever since, actually. And I manage a multi-million-dollar operation now. But that was my biggest mistake, was I think that I saw dollar signs, and I saw the things that everybody wants. Everybody wants more money, and they want, you know, the big house and the cars and all that, and I've had all that. But sometimes you get blinded by that, and you forget about the things that are truly important in life. And luckily for me, it was very short-lived, but I see so many people that it's not that way. And so I think that that's important for people, is to really understand what's truly important in life, you know, and it's not money, you know. So if you're doing this for money, it's not the right reason to be doing it.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, you're right. It's about the time with your family. And that's one reason why I started this podcast, to help fathers to listen to the experts and figure out the way they can get out of the 9-to-5.
So what would you recommend to new entrepreneurs to solve that problem? Because you see, either the digital space or the brick and mortar space, people get into these businesses. I know a good friend of mine, and he does the same thing, but he's in the plumbing and he's married to that. He can't even take a vacation, because if he does, he shuts his shop down for a week, and it's, you know, he loses money if he's gone for a week. So, what would you do to any advice to new entrepreneurs?
You know, Garrett J. White is a great person to follow about this, if you don't mind language, but he's got a lot of that, but he talks about, you know, his life. He's very successful, obviously multi-millionaire, and mostly around men, mostly who he's pitching to, but he's very open about his life and the mistakes that he made and how he chased the wrong things, led him to, you know, affairs and all these other things. And, you know, eventually basically straightened his life up, realized what was important to him in his life to him, which was his wife. And now they do everything together. And they're both going to speak at Funnel Hacking Live this year and stuff like that. But great story. He's a very, very motivational, inspirational person. But great person to listen to. But between him and Steve Larson is also, I talked to him recently, and he told me something that's very important. And I think Garrett would say the same thing, which is that you just have to place emphasis, like I said earlier, on the things that are important in your life. For Steve Larson, for example, he says, I have my work hours. Spencer Meekum told me the same thing too. Spencer, very good family man, very devoted to his family. He's like, I work my 8 hours a day or whatever it is, like any other person would work. And then when my time comes off, that's it. I am done. I go, I devote my time to my family. I play with my kids. You know, I do whatever I got to do with my family. And when I'm done with work, I'm done with work. You have to be diligent and responsible enough to do that. So,
you know what? Your cookies are,
if you're not, good, then work will overtake you.
Your cookies you had last night, they're on the top shelf where you keep your band-aids in the cubby beside it.
Who's this?
No, your cookies that you had last night.
What cookies?
The one you had on the bed. Okay. See, now this is the thing with being a father. It's okay. It's you know, they jump on the podcast, they jump on the Facebook Live, and you got it. You're right. You have to emphasize. You got to have a balance. And I see that. I had that before where I wasn't balanced. I was, as I told another guest yesterday, I was straining to get things done. And if a kid walked in the room, I'd be like, get away. And now it's more relaxed, and you just have to go with the flow and not be so stressful. And I think too, like entrepreneurs, if you focus more on the money, it's harder to come. But if you, like yourself, you just gave value and value and value. You don't expect anything in return. And you set a record for most OFAs in a month or something like that. So, yeah, it's amazing. So then, what techniques or methods would you think more new entrepreneurs knew about? Like, I think we just talked a bit about it, but is it like stepping out of your comfort zone, or what would you say that you wish they knew sooner in their careers, or yourself even? Like, what did you wish you knew sooner?
I think that, you know, as far as technique goes, that's going to vary greatly depending on what niche you're in and what kind of thing you're trying to pursue. So that could be very broad, but I don't know if it's technique, so to speak, but we kind of touched on this in a previous interview where I think the most important thing to learn as an entrepreneur is to take action. That's the technique you need to learn.
Yeah.
You need to learn to take action, and you need to take action every single day. That's what's the most important when you start out as an entrepreneur. You know, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You just have to take action. If you want to be a YouTube star, you go and you publish every single day. I've got, you know, this book here that I got from Ping Jun, and a great book. And it teaches you, it basically teaches you how to spend a couple of days to record 100 days worth of content. So you can go and you can spend 3, 4, 5 days, and then you can have 100 days worth of content. You don't have to do it anymore. But you got to be committed and, you know, get that done. But the point is, however you go about it and however you accomplish it, the point is that you're publishing daily. You're doing something daily, taking some form of action daily. Even if it's just posting a meme or, you know, or something, as long as you're doing something. And that's where I think a lot of people fail, is that they just don't. They get really excited and they get hyped up and they do it for like a week or a month. And then they just kind of fall off, you know, and then it just goes downhill from there. And they had their 5 minutes of fame and then you never hear from them.
Well, I think it's too, like anything in life, like people got all excited about January 1st. They sign up for the gym, they go for a week or two and they don't see no progress, then they quit. And, you know, you have to sow the seeds and you have to wait for the reward down the road. It just doesn't usually happen overnight. So, so can you tell me what you're working on now?
So we just launched, the funnel literally, you know, 2 days ago for a mastermind here in Dallas-Fort Worth. And that's going to be in March of next year. So working on that, we're getting prepared for that, but that's a couple months away. And then I've also got some courses that I'm building, some courses for lead generation for agencies, and then some very specific courses for realtors and stuff like that as well. So it's just going to teach people how to go out and get leads and you know, stuff for their customers. So that's the main things that I'm working on right now. In addition, obviously, to my Facebook group, which is where I spend the majority of my time, is just trying to cultivate and grow my Facebook group and provide the teaching and the training that they need so that they can succeed.
Yeah. And if I would suggest anybody that's not in Al's group and you're interested in One Funnel Away and watching interviews, that, you know, Al's been getting some pretty big guests in there lately. So it's great to see your group growing the way it is. And where do you see yourself in 5 years from now? What do you want to be doing?
You know, I want to be, I think the goal for anybody is just to be more and more financially free. You know, I think that should be everybody's goal, not to be focused on money, so to speak. But I think, but a goal of being financially free is a great goal. That should be everybody's goal, you know, is to, you know, not have a house payment and car payments and stuff like that, you know, just to be able to live and breathe and not be stressing about what bills are coming the next day or the next month, you know, just be financially free and have a steady stream of passive income every single month. Now, that's my goal. That's what I'm gonna be working on for the next 5 years, is just increasing my passive income stream, just every week, every month, getting that stream to grow bigger and bigger and bigger, so that I can spend less and less time working and more time in doing the things that I enjoy, traveling with my family, going on vacations, whatever it may be. But that's my goal. That's what I want to do.
That's so cool. Yeah. And I think a lot of dads would like that, more time with their kids and family. Now I always ask this to the dads on my show, how do you deal with the young family and as a newer entrepreneur, how do you mix it all and get the balance right, if you can say get it right? And what advice could you give other new entrepreneurs and new fathers?
So I really don't have any time in the day, you know, to devote to extra stuff for the most part. I mean, people will not believe me when I say that, because I'm always Johnny on the spot responding to messages and comments and stuff like that. It's just because my phone is glued to my hip. And so every time a notification goes off, wherever I'm at, I'll look at it and respond to it. But as a general rule, I'm very, very busy during the day. And since my wife works late, you know, I get up early in the morning, help get the kids ready, go to work, do whatever I got to do. I pick the kids up every day from school at 3:30, and then I'm home with them the rest of the afternoon doing homework, whatever I got to do, you know, in the afternoon. And so I'm busy all day. I don't have any free time until she gets home at 7:30, 7:45. That's kind of when the relief comes, but that's almost bedtime for them. You know, it's another reason why she wants to quit. She doesn't get to spend much time with them at night at all. But anyways, I don't have much free time. So in the One Funnel Away Challenge, on like the first day, they teach you to print out your schedule, you know, your normal daily schedule. And they say, okay, you get up at X time, you do this, go to work, go to bed at this time, whatever. And to adjust your schedule and provide some extra time in the day to devote to, in this case, the One Funnel Away Challenge. Or it could be, if you're not in the One Funnel Away, it just could be to your digital journey, your entrepreneurship, you know, whatever it is that you're working, doesn't matter, right?
Sure, yeah.
Just whatever. In my case, it was the One Funnel Away is how it started. And so that's what you have to do. You have to commit to setting that time apart. I didn't have any time. So luckily for me, I have twins, which means I learned to function with no sleep. I need sleep in my life. And so, like, literally, I, you know, like 4 hours, 5 hours most, you know, at night, that's all the sleep I get, you know. So that's just, it's just my body, I guess. Blessing and a curse, I suppose. But the only time for me was at night after everybody went to bed. So I have all day, I'm busy at night, get them kids to bed, wife, you know, and all that. And then 9, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night rolls around. Then I'm out, you know, out like a night owl. And then I'm in here in my office and I'm working. That's the only time I had to do it. But I had to commit to that night and say, okay, if that's the only time I can do it, then that's when I'm going to do it every night. Instead of being like I used to and go sit up in the media room and watch movies or watch TV or something like that. Instead, I'm going to go work, you know? And literally cut the cable, you know, like I have Netflix and stuff, but we had cable TV, cut all that stuff off, and just really focused on my work and made that commitment and I stuck to it. And it's, you know, done a lot of good for me since then. I've done well, still have a long way to go, but that was me. And that's my suggestion, entrepreneurs and dads, is to not forsake your family and to not give up your family time. Family should always be first, in my opinion, but find some time. There's 24 hours a day. There's always time. You know, the most common excuse, well, I don't have time. Well, I don't have time either, but I made time. And so if you're serious about wanting to be successful in life and whatever it is that you want to do, you make the time, you make the commitment, and you stick to it. Just like your marriage, you make that commitment and you stick to it. And as long as you stick to it, then you'll go places.
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't watch regular TV anymore. I watch the odd Netflix show on a Friday or Saturday night with the kids. But yeah, and there's so many people I've interviewed, they say the same thing. Since taking the One Funnel Away Challenge, you're right, they've cut their cable or they just don't watch TV anymore and there's no interest in it. You want to build a business, you want to be successful, then those are the things you have to sacrifice. That's for sure. And that's a great message that you got to, family is always first and you can't sacrifice your family. And Russell Brunson, being the leader of ClickFunnels, he's a very big family man, and listening to his podcast, he always mentions that, always. You can't be successful unless your family's successful. So yeah, that's such a huge message. Al, can you tell us a bit more about your mastermind and where they can find you on Facebook and the website for your, if they want to buy tickets to your mastermind?
Sure. So where to find me is a little easier. So I'll knock that bird out first. So my Facebook group is where I spend most of my time in teaching people and training people and coaching people, you know, as best as I can to succeed. It's where I do all my interviews, stuff like that. So my Facebook group is called Digital Agency. And I think we touched on it earlier, but agency is spelled A-D-G-N-C-Y. It's a different twist on the name. But you can go to Digital Agency. You can find me on Facebook. My website is www.digitalagency.com, spelled the same way with the A-D. And right now that just takes you back to my Facebook group anyways, because I'm building some courses and stuff where eventually the URL will take you. But for the time being, just redirects you to my Facebook group. So that's where you can find me. And as far as the mastermind goes, that is a great event. March 14th, 2020 here in the DFW Metroplex. We have some of the best entrepreneurial minds in the industry today coming to speak at this event. Great names, big names, James Smiley, Blake Newbar, just lots of Akbar Sheikh, lots of great people coming to speak here. And, you know, just between the speakers alone, we have more than a quarter of $1 billion in direct sales. We have nearly $1 billion in funded real estate transactions. And the list of accolades and accomplishments is literally miles long. Like, you wouldn't believe what these speakers have accomplished. And they're flying in from all over the country to come speak at this event. And, but, you know, my friend Corey and I decided to put this event on, but we wanted to set our event apart from all other events. We wanted to make our event the best event of 2020. And so not only do we have the best speakers who can literally give you the best gold nuggets you could possibly get, but the other thing that we did to set ourselves apart, if you go to any other great event, any networking event, any real estate, you know, event, or Funnel Hacking Live, or OfferMind, or, you know, Marketers or Leader, any of these other events, they're great events, not taking anything away from the events at all. Great events, great knowledge dropped, all that. But what you'll find is that every single one of those events at the end or the whole last day or whatever, they're pitching you one big sale, right? That's just what they do. That's how the events are structured these days. And so they're going to, you're going to pay for your tickets, and then you're going to go and get pitched for another $25,000 or $50,000, some big, huge offer at the end. We're not going to do that at our event. Matter of fact, on the funnel, on our ads, it literally says, leave your wallet, leave your purse in your cart. I'm going to provide lunch for you. I'm going to provide all the training for you all day long. Starts early in the morning. It's going to go till late at night. And we're not going to pitch a single thing at this event. That's what's going to set our event apart from all other events. And so you're just going to come and learn. Literally, these people are just going to lay it all out there, all their trade secrets, everything that they know. They're going to give it all to you. And we want nothing in return. Just want you to sit there and learn, soak it in, bring some notepads and some pens, write it all down, get what you can get out of it, and don't have to worry about spending any more money while you're there. Take all your knowledge with you and go home and implement it, you know, implement it and do something great with your business or with your life. But that's what the event is. The event is called the Business Marketing and Growth Mastermind, and the website is www.dfwbusinessmastermind.com. So that's where you can find the funnel for the event, learn more about it. And again, that's March 14th, 2020 here in Fort Worth. So that's a little bit about the event and what we're doing.
I'll put a link in the podcast for sure. Now that I've interviewed a few of your co-speakers at the event, so it's really cool what you guys are doing. And I'm really excited for you guys, because a lot of you guys live in that Texas area, so it's really it's really convenient for you all. And you know, for anyone to get to a live event is just it's life changing, and especially when you have speakers like you got, they bring so much value. And I know some of them personally, like Melissa Ricker. You know, that woman she's a very extremely special person. But yeah, it's, I hope you have a lot of success with that. I'm really happy. And you see your growth alone now, like just since you joined the One Funnel Away in March, was it, or April?
Yeah.
And now we're here, not even Christmas time, and how, you know, you're such an influencer in the community and the value you provide in your Facebook group. And, you know, in the action, you're right, you're taking lots of action consistently, and people are noticing, and you know, you provide lots of value, and you don't expect anything in return, but people are giving it to you. So that's a good thing. But I'm sure down the road we will get in touch with each other again, because I always love talking with dads on my podcast. It's always It's always fun. And it's just, it's enlightening because we have a lot in common as entrepreneurs and as fathers and the same issues. We'll definitely be talking down the road. Okay.
You bet, man. Absolutely.
Anytime. All right.